Another topic. A patient has a right to expect that an ethical doctor of chiropractic would terminate care in an ethical manner. Let's talk about an ethical manner of terminating care. First, let's talk about why would you want to terminate care? Chiropractic, because of its unique nature, very often we provide care on a long-term basis over a long period of time. We have a relationship with a patient that may last 25 years, maybe even longer, where we provide chiropractic services for patients over a long period of time. Chiropractic services would be checking their spine and adjusting them when we find subluxations. Other doctors of chiropractic may not work that way. If you are a condition-related, condition-oriented chiropractor, if you treat musculoskeletal complaints and you do a workup and you make a diagnosis and then you institute a proper treatment, there comes a point when the treatment for that problem is over and you dismiss the patient. You say, you don't need my treatment anymore. You don't need my care. Or you may dismiss them from condition-related care over to a program of maintenance. And you say, well, my recommendation is that you have your spine checked once every 3 months or once every month on a maintenance basis. But I'm dismissing you from the care for that low back pain that we've been treating you for. So depending on what kind of chiropractor you are and how you organize things, you may dismiss patients or you may never dismiss patients. You just always have an open door policy that patients come and get their spines checked. There does come a time when a doctor of chiropractic may wish to dismiss a patient, not necessarily because they're through treating them, not because of that, but because they don't want to be their doctor anymore. This occasionally arises when you just don't get along with the patient, when you don't have an agreement about how you're going to take care of the patient, or the patient is disgruntled, or you're irritated with them. You may, for the best interest of the patients, decide that you don't want to be the chiropractor for that patient anymore. What do? In a case like that, there's a proper way to dismiss patients and there's an improper way. You know, just saying to the patient, get the hell out of my office and don't ever come back, is not sufficient. If they are your patient, if they have been your patient in the past, you owe them the obligation of an ethical termination. And an ethical termination goes something like this. It has a couple of elements. You must notify the patient that you don't want to be their chiropractor anymore. In fact, that you're not going to be their chiropractor anymore. You may or may not tell them why. You don't have to tell them why. You must give a time period. You must give the patient a suitable period of time to find themselves a new chiropractor. You may inform them that I will transfer your records, I'll transfer your x-rays, you tell me who your new chiropractor is and I'll make sure they get the records. So you're cooperating. But you need to give them a little time period in order to do that. Usually a week is sufficient, 10 days, you know, if you're in an isolated area, practicing in Montana where the nearest chiropractor is 100 miles away, you know, you may need to give them a couple of weeks to make arrangements. But we give the patient a sufficient period of time to find themselves a new chiropractor, and then we cooperate in every possible way we can to make an orderly transition of care. And what that generally means is that we will transfer records, particularly recent x-rays and any unusual information that we may have about the patient to the new doctor when we find out who the new doctor is. We do not have an obligation to find the person a new chiropractor. We do not have an obligation to explain our reasons, but we do have an obligation to give the person sufficient time to find themselves a new chiropractor. So, you know, some of the reasons that you may choose to dismiss a patient might be that the patient just will not pay you, they will not follow your advice, they won't do what you say to do if you tell them to come in 1 week and they wander back in 6 weeks. If you give advice to the patient concerning problems, if you suggest that the patient or tell the patient that they shouldn't be lifting, they shouldn't be jogging, they shouldn't be doing certain things, and the patient just persists on ignoring your advice, will not follow your advice, you don't feel you're helping them, you dismiss them. You tell them, I don't choose to be your chiropractor anymore. I don't think we're getting along well here. You may choose to dismiss a patient for any reason you wish. There is no obligation for you to continue to caring for a patient that you find it distasteful to take care of. Matters of personal hygiene, matters of mental attitudes. You know, if you just have some patient who's just the most negative person in the world, just drags everybody down in the office, and you hate to see them coming, you should probably dismiss them. Let them find a new chiropractor and transfer the records and start all over, get some new patients. But you don't have to give them a reason. You have no obligation to give them a reason. You do have an obligation, however, to give them time for an orderly transfer and then to make an orderly transfer. This would be one of those times when you would be very careful about what you say to the patient's new chiropractor. You know, you don't want to get involved in a situation involving libel or slander here or breaching a patient's confidence, but you may dismiss a patient and you can tell them that I'm not going to be your chiropractor anymore after 1 week. Find yourself a new chiropractor, I'll transfer the records, goodbye. And you can do that. A lot of people suggest that in order to do this totally by the book and to be totally protected here, that you do this in writing. That you don't just leave it to a verbal exchange in the office, that you actually write it out and mail it to the patient. It is suggested, and this comes up on national boards and places, the suggestion is that you do this in with registered mail. And the reason for doing it with registered mail, it guarantees that you will get back a receipt from the post office saying that letter was delivered and signed for by, and you have a signature card. And you know the patient got the letter then, and there's no question that they were notified. You know, a patient may come back months later, weeks later, so I was never notified, you didn't tell me, and I didn't know that you were dismissing me. So this registered letter takes care of that problem. And that's the reason for the registered letter. Then you have a signature card in your file proving that the patient was notified. You should also keep a copy of the letter, you know, on your hard drive or something, so that you have actual proof that the patient was notified and that there's no dispute about notification. You know, personally, I've never sent a registered letter. I have sent a few letters dismissing a patient. I send them regular mail, but I keep a copy in the patient's file and make sure that it's dated. And I've never really had a problem with that. But the official suggested way is with a registered letter, return receipt, so that you have that to document that a patient was actually given notice. If you hand over records to the patient, personally, always have them sign for them. That proves, that gives a paper trail, and it proves that the patient did pick up the records. I would say records released to John Doe on April 16th, 2001. Patient signs right there. And you generally, in terms of transfer of records, you don't give over the originals, you give copies. You know, copy, you can't be a chiropractor without a copy machine. And so you make copies of the records and have the patient sign a statement that the records were released on such and such a day. That would include x-rays. If you hand over the x-rays, make sure the patient signs for them. You now have a paper trail showing that you didn't just shred your documents or throw them away, that you actually released them to the patient on a given date. And that gives a paper trail and gives you protection in the record-keeping area. So make sure you terminate patients in an official way. You're not obligated to be nice, okay? You're not obligated to, but generally the best way to do this is to say to the patient, look, we're just not getting along, you know, I don't think I'm helping you, and it's not a good relationship, so I'm really strongly recommending that you find yourself another chiropractor. I'll give you a week to find yourself another chiropractor, and I'll be happy to transfer all the records, and I'll do anything I can to help you find a new chiropractor. And goodbye.